Our next public hearing is change is conditional use number 1746 JCBB LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district to amend conditional use number 1321, also referred to as ordinance number 1361, to allow an office, showroom, and an artisan artist space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 36,000 square feet, more or less, lying south of Route 9, 730 feet east of Main Street, also known as Route 5 at Harbison. For the benefit of the commission, pass down copies of the survey and site plan for this property. Again, I have two agency comments. First one being from the Department of Transportation in a form of a support facilities report dated January 22nd of 2007, making reference to Seashore Highway being Route 9 from Delaware 5 to the stoplight at Dairy Farm Road. Traffic impact study was not recommended. Present level of service is level of service E and will not change as a result of this application. In the notes we sent to DelDOT, we referenced, in addition to continuing our office, custom framers would like to showcase home furnishings, accent pieces built by us, and provide space for a few local artists to display their wares for sale. Secondly, we have comments from the County Engineering Department in the form of from Utility Planning Division, in the form of a memorandum making reference to the applicant, the location, the intent, size of the parcel. The site is located within the North Coastal Planning Area. It's acknowledged that the site uses an on-site septic system. The project is not capable of being annexed into the sanitary sewer district since it's only a study area. It's also noted that proposed use is not in an area where Sussex County expects to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required, and that's signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Yes, sir.
My name is William Payton. I'm one of the owners of JCBB, which owns the property, and also the president of Custom Framers, which now resides on the property as construction office there. Basically, we have three people that work in the building. We have seven rooms. We're only using two of them now for offices and one of them for a conference room. We're just looking to utilize more of the building. We have 2 acres there. Basically, we're using one of the acres right now. So we're just looking for a way to utilize the property a little bit better than what we're doing right now.
All right, sir. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lank, question for you first.
Yes, sir.
Is there currently a conditional use for this property?
Yes, sir.
For a construction company or?
It is conditional use number 1321. Approved under ordinance number 1361 for a contractor's office and equipment storage. And it was approved on the first day of February of 2000. And there were 6 conditions, which I can read if you'd like to hear them.
Or you might want to pass them down to me.
I only have one copy.
Okay.
But I do have the condition right here in front of me if you need later. All right.
And, sir, am I correct in understanding that you're continuing to use it as you want to continue to use it for construction company?
Yes.
And this is just additional?
Right.
And you would be using the inside of the building instead of outside displays? Or
The only thing we might do on the outside is we've always thought about, you know, building like, you know, lawn furniture, different things like that, being construction company, you know, maybe just, you know, a lawn furniture display, Adirondack chairs, something like that.
And would these chairs be built by your company? Or okay, so you're talking about displaying your own wares.
Right.
And then making space available for other artisans.
Yes.
And what about parking? Where would you envision that being?
Right now, we have all-street parking for, I think, six or seven spaces there, along with probably enough parking in the back of the... We have a storage building in the back, three-car garage we use for storage, and we have parking back there for all of the employees, and then an additional six or seven parking spaces that are located right now in the behind the office.
And I noticed on the drawing we received that it talks about the existing driveways to be removed.
The circle driveway in front of the house, yeah. That was one of the stipulations that Dalat made with us for getting the approval for the second entrance on the, I guess it would be on the west side of the property.
Right, for that driveway?
Right.
Okay.
Which at this time we wouldn't be doing, but... You know, if it became a stipulation of removing the other driveways, then, you know, that could be a consideration.
And with the prior conditional use application, you might have heard them referencing hours of operation. Are there certain days and hours that you want?
I think the only day we'd probably add in would we probably try and do Saturdays.
Okay.
At the time right now, we're just sort of thinking during our business working hours. You know, which would be probably about 9 to 5 for the office. You know, if we've sort of found it to become a, you know, something that we needed to do, we might extend that till 6 o'clock.
Okay. And but also Saturday hours?
Yes.
Okay. So you're figuring perhaps 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday?
Probably not so late on Saturdays.
But at the outset?
Right, sure.
Okay. And you currently have a sign there now. Would you be adding to that or just redoing your sign?
We actually have a 4x8 sign there now. I don't know how. I mean, I probably could. I would have to add to that somehow or another. I would need, you know, access to, you know, another sign.
The 4x8 was the condition of the approval for the original conditional use.
Which is our standard, the 32 square foot?
Right, normally.
Okay. And Mr. Lank, normally we allow one sign per lot, is that correct?
Code only allows for one ground sign. If you wanted additional, you'd have to go through the Board of Adjustment.
So I would be stuck with the 32 square foot, so I would have to redo the sign to have the three. I could redo the sign to have the...
Oh, yeah, you already have the approval. You already have the approval for a 32 square foot sign.
Okay.
So just it could be altered.
So I just have to change it and still keep it the same size, but I could add the other name on it.
The other names to it, right.
Okay.
And no further questions, Mr. Chairman?
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Gordy?
No question.
Mr. Smith?
No question.
Mr. Lang?
Just the survey was done in 2005. The circular drive, is that still there?
Yes.
The driveway going back to the extension to the circular drive has not yet been removed.
Goes
up to the addition to the right. Was that the original garage to the house, maybe?
Yeah. Where your office is? The circle driveway and the extension up to the original drive or garage.
They're all still there.
Yes.
Still your intent to remove it in sometime in the future.
Yes. I think our agreement with DLDOT was to remove that if we were to utilize the other driveway they gave us permission for.
Okay. Oh, that was for the, that was if you put in the 50 foot easement to serve the rear parcel, then you would have to close those driveways.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Just for the benefit of everyone here and put them on the record, the original conditional use number 1321 included the reference to the sign, which you already referenced, being one on-premise sign not exceeding 32 square feet per side or facing. Security lighting may be provided at the parking area near the garage. The parking area shall be improved at a minimum with crusher run. Employee parking shall be designated on site plan. All outside storage shall be within a fenced area to the rear of the building, and that the site plan is subject to review and approval by the commission. I didn't pull the site plan that was in the original file, but there was a colored parking area and okay. And around the frame garage and to the rear, and there's also a fence there, I believe, separates the fence doesn't show it. There's a fence between the garage and the office, I believe, or behind it.
There is a fence next to the garage that's enclosing the storage area that we have for lumber.
And that wasn't a conditional approval. You did that on your own?
Yes.
That's all.
And one more question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Just clarification about the fence. Am I correct? That's where you store your equipment?
All the equipment's basically stored behind the garage. There's right next to the garage, there's probably a 24 by 10 foot, 15 foot, 10, 12 foot area that we store, you know, extra lumber when we bring it back to the site, and we just fence that in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sir.
Mr. Abbott, any questions?
Okay. Council?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody who has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1746 JCBB LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1746? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.